Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hot Feed. My name is Raheem Cox. I'm a professional writer slash podcaster. You can find my books and podcasts via my website, www.RuForcePublications.com. As part of this bi-weekly episode of Hot Feed, I will be discussing topics such as what's sanctionable for the homeless, killings of blacks linked to sleep patterns, wrongful effects of AI, and Haiti is not looking so good. Not to keep you waiting, let's jump straight into it. What should be administered as sanctionable for the homeless in the U.S. is a crucial debate. The early Constitution puts a hold on the ways less fortunate are advised under. The more in-depth story of concern behind the rendering of where and how the homeless have the right to be, by fair practice, able to fixate themselves for housing along the street. Why many homeless rather occupy the street for housing is evident. Our boards already are backed behind their regard as with no home, to somehow offer them government-based housing. A Supreme Court case is currently up for debate behind this issue, the Martin versus Boies case, stating we as U.S. citizens should look further into if the homeless should have the option to seek towards outdoor compliance of resting their heads. The U.S. experienced a dramatic 12% increase of homelessness last year, which was mainly the outcome of COVID-19 measures. I must admit, I am honored to cover news recitals as a career, knowing even for someone of proper credent, American issues, wide-scale, are hard to contest every step of the way. And to conclude that the homeless will have fair share in appeasable discussions is hard. My opinion, depending on if U.S. shelters are offering suitable aid, yes, they should be allowed by safe practice a place on the street. That's it for this segment. Next up is killings of blacks linked to sleep patterns. Let's get to it. It has been mentioned officer-involved killings of unarmed blacks can be linked to adverse sleep outcomes, stating it's possible blacks are being killed at alarming rates due to their lack of proper sleep. This study I'm familiar with under examination years back regarding the same conclusions. The true manner of in-depth causal criminology of both parties is an interesting study in this country, because caused in general by U.S. vast derailment should be properly studied more often to reveal the actual. The problem is U.S. form of community entailment is shaped by a bit too many derailments. If you were to be smart at the approach of proper dictation in the handling of governance, it by experience was meant to benefit to it was it by experience was meant to be left to the experts. There are lots of reasons why Black Americans are having bad sleep. It said part of it has to do with some economic factors. The types of jobs people are in, the environments people are living in, by regards to their noise or crime or things that are around, and the experience of discrimination can also create stress that is bad for sleep. That's it for this segment. Next up is wrongful effects of AI. Let's get to it. What is now a grant by technological accessibility by the year 2024 is more than an advancement to our production levels, but also a harm morally and of proper suitability in other areas. AI and how it has impacted the world in the 21st century is large. It not only generates more options in the job field, it also reduces a lot of work stress. The unfortunate part is AI and the downside of it, of its productive abilities, has led social media outlets a hazard by its ability to artificially generate. It said in some cases around the US, AI has led to many deaths of the youth, and also its dangers has shaping behind whipping out its wiping out entire communities. A find I found interesting was how AI can be adopted by computer programming to use anyone's voice or likeness to create a digital clone. This has produced a diabolical scheme known as deep fake. How recently many people panicked when an AI version of President Joe Biden was used to influence the New Hampshire primary. That's it for this segment. Next up is Haiti is not looking so good. Let's get to it. Haiti and its cruel form of governance may soon be of changing by U.S. standards. The island, said to be the cruelest place to live in internationally, is and has been rampant with sums of gangs taking large control over its commerce and fashion of living. It is currently home to a place where dead bodies have said to be laid out on the streets with no one to take part in removing these bodies from the streets. It's a place where I believe was a lot was last year the prime. It as a place where I believe it was last year the their prime minister was assassinated. And currently, a civil war is uprising, according to the Haitian gang leader, ex-policeman Barbecue Scherzer. In his warning, he said that if the Prime Minister Ariel Henry does not resign, he'll be heading straight for a civil war that will lead to genocide. Barbecue and his gang have been in opposition to the Prime Minister since he assumed office in 2021. Without an election, subsequent to the assassination of former President Jovenel Moise. Since then, gangs have dominated Haiti, estimated to control about 80% of the capital of Haiti. That's it for this segment. Next up is stop texting your kids at school. Let's get to it. Experts are suggesting parents should stop texting their kids at school. Also said by school board members, I agree. Also said by school board members, I agree. It said texting disrupts the level of focus kids need while involved in school activities. There is currently enough mental health concerns on school grounds in the U.S. Now, with the innovation of advanced phones, not only are kids playing with their phones more commonly, they are also distracted by the wide reach of capabilities it has. It has also been said parents may not be aware how much mental health concerns play out at school. Here's what teachers and experts suggest. Stop texting between 8 to 3. One. Two. Experts say parents are co contributing to students' anxiety problems at schools. Stop contacting them while they are on school grounds. Three. Turn off notifications. This may be the smartest approach to this dilemma. With notifications turned off, you can avoid alerting sounds or messages by a simple phone alteration. That's it for this segment. Next up is, should we support driverless cars? Let's get to The question on the hot seat of American manufacture is, should we be supporting driverless cars? The first thing anyone with the need for a more efficient commute will suggest, I support them. My educational background has made me conclude it is something to ponder over thoroughly before America accepts them fully. I would love not to be strained by focus and muscle exhaustion while operating a vehicle. How are fast-speed vehicles really going to be manufactured to be safe and viewed as safe by safe boat? They have actually already, by start off of a model, a health hazard in some areas around the U.S. Yes, some states have actually adopted their place in the automobile industry already. In some form, driverless cars are popular in some states, which I view as a good suggestion to test their standards. The future is growing fast. With the AI chip, don't be surprised by if many new instruments or appliances, once done manually, are not altered by AI to be advanced in the model. By test studies, experts have already proven they are safer than normal operated cars in car incidents. Others warn they are more dangerous. That's it for this segment. Next up is impacts of African American athletes not visible enough. Let's get to it. African American women have played a large athletic impact to sports. At times in the early form of this country, they faced difficulties being able to show their abilities. Women, besides men, are actually, as I observed, highly gifted in sports. My most memorable sport watching them play is track and field. Not often mentioned, there have been many iconic firsts achieved by black women in sports. Wyoming Tyrese was the first person to win back-to-back Olympic gold medals in the 100 meters. Gabby Douglas was the first person to win the Olympic gymnastics all-around gold medal. Teresa Edwards was the first woman basketball player to amass four Olympic gold medals. The part that isn't often discussed are the efforts that went into becoming leaders in sports. Today, there are even struggles with that scholar Dr. Moya Bailey has. Dr. Mo Moya Bailey has called misogynoir, the intersection of misogyny and racism. What they have done in the world of sports today is often decredited besides their male counterparts. That's it for this segment. Next up is new tax filing. Let's get to it. Every year, it's almost mandatory for most to file year-end taxes. Taxes can be difficult to fill out without history of filing them. As said by many Americans who stated the ableness filing taxes can be complicated by the many instructions needed to process the forms correctly. Recently, what has been offered for Americans and may become a new way to go about getting your taxes set is a free direct file program offered by the IRS that would allow eligible taxpayers to file their tax returns online directly and securely with the IRS for free. It said Americans spend 1.7 billion hours or 31 billion annually to file their taxes. Even though the overwhelming majority have simple tax cases and should be able to file in minutes and for free. Also said is that millions more find it too hard or expensive to file taxes at all and miss out on credits they would have otherwise earned. For too long, the process behind getting your year-end taxes were strenuous. Solutions for a better America are always a good thing. That's it for this segment. Next up is my new booklet, Find Your Niche. Let's get to starting somewhere around the end of May 2024, I plan on releasing my seventh booklet, Find Your Niche, one of my most well-written booklets in my collections. It's a universe. It's based off of universal laws and guidelines that was self-taught by me over my years of studies to find your niche. Now, this book is universal to many readers, and it's very beneficial to young adults and older adults, and anyone trying to find their comfort zone in the world. Find Your Niche is Find Your Niche is probably by scientific methodology in universal practice, for someone with my history of someone with my history is and someone that comes from the area that I resided in, a crime-stricken neighborhood, a low class, a lower class neighborhood. It is very beneficial and very well it documentation wise, level of writing skill. I definitely put my time into it, and it definitely showcases that I am definitely one of the most credible authors of my time. It's all based off self-taught ideas, self-taught practices. And what makes it different is a lot of authors, when they write a book, they reference their books with about 10 different, background references from other books in order to write it. Find Your Niche is based off of self-taught practice, self-taught ideas, and self-taught instruction for finding one's niche in the world. And the title Find Your Niche in general is probably, by standards of reading books, probably one of the best titles that you can pick up for or reading a book. For reading a book, it's one of the best practices that you could pick up. It's one of the best books that you can pick up when it comes to picking up literature. And is and my and my my opinion is it is highly well written. That's it for this segment. Next up is Zoom meetings. Now, Zoom meetings now available on my website, www.roofforcepublications.com. Let's get to it. Starting around January 1st, 2025, I plan on hosting Zoom meetings on my website with people that need help with mental health advocacy, that mental health advocacy and economical assistance can come forth to me and be directed and instructed on proper mental health instruction and also economical advice on things like how to start a business, gain tips on living, or get help adapting to the American economy. You can all find this via my website starting January 1st, 2025. I reckon is what the mental, what it's called is, I named it after my podcast. I have two podcast episodes called Cold Source and this one called High Feed. I named the Mental Health Advocation Zoom meeting Cold Source Mental Health Advocation, and I named the Economical Assistance Zoom meeting Hot Feet Economical Assistance. I advise you, I would advise you for a young adult or older adult that mental health is a large concern in this country. Mental health is a large concern in this country. And for someone that most authors don't offer this, I'm one of the few authors that's offering direct. What makes my Zoom meetings is it's direct talking with me and you. Most authors offer webinars where those that signed up for the Zoom meeting can't talk. They can't intervene within the meeting. They have to listen directly to the person that's speaking. I'm offering a chance to get advice from me, and you can collaborate with those that are within the Zoom meeting also. With the others that attended the Zoom meeting also. It's starting January 1st, 2025 via www.roofforcepublications.com. Mental health advocation and economical assistance. Most authors don't offer this. I find this highly valuable to the minority communities, to lower class communities. For a charge of $20, you can have a personal meeting with me for a half an hour. And you pay via PayPal. And you sign up for the Zoom meeting via my website. But you have to have a Zoom account in order to sign up. For only $20, you can have a half an hour. You have a half an hour sit down with me, and I offer my experience with 15 years of studying the American economy. And over 20 years of mental health experience, so you can't beat that. I advise you to refer that to anyone that needs assistance, that would like assistance, dealing with the strain of this country. That's the final segment of Hot Feed. I hope you gain much on public awareness. Tune in 2 weeks for the next episode. Once again, my website is www.roofforcepublications.com. Thank you.